This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, nominations are open for external council member of MUT. And while the national unemployment rate has declined by 0.5 of a percentage point, attention is shifting to the provincial picture. It is just 3 minutes after 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. The Council of Mangosuthu University of Technology has opened nominations for a vacant seat on its highest decision-making body. The university is seeking an external expert, not a staff member or student, with strong governance experience and solid engineering background, especially in civil engineering. The candidate must have a high education qualification and proven experience in project implementation and institutional governance. All nominees must meet the requirements of the Higher Education Act and be in good standing. Declare any potential conflicts of interest and pass a property check before appointment. Nominations must include a signed form, CV, motivation and ID copy. Submissions must be emailed to the registrar, Dr. Karen Lesenby, by close of business on the 8th of March 2026, and late nominations will not be accepted. And then in your other news, while the national unemployment rate has declined by 0.5 of a percentage point, attention is shifting to the provincial picture. An expert says the real story lies in the regional breakdown, where only the Western Cape, Limpopo and the Northern Cape are below the national average of 31.4%, while the remaining six provinces are above it. Stessa says Chief Director for Social Statistics Soli Molai says many provinces continue to face significant unemployment challenges despite the overall decline. He adds that a major concern is on the rise is discouraged work seekers, which increased from 3.5 million to 3.7 million.
These are the people who are saying, I'm discouraged looking for a job because of the job is not available within my area, and I also don't have the means to actually look for a job. We're having more and more those who are classified as discouraged. Hence, when you look at provinces like your Limpopo, provinces like your Northwest, we are seeing a lot of discouraged job seekers within those provinces.
He adds that a major concern is on the rise in discouraged work seekers, which increased from 3.5 million to 3.7 million.
Which means that you will be likely to struggle to get employment. And this goes to the economy itself. You remember, our economy, the GDP numbers is below 1% in terms of increase. We really need to work on increasing the economy. We really need to increase the absorption rate so that the graduates, they can also get into employment.
And finally, bathembisa kumele kwaZulu-Natal ngokusezingeni elifanele ohlelweni kumamoda kude lo mncintiswano wokupheka iMasterChef abaqokwe kumele lesifundazwe kulolu hlelo lindeleke ukuthi liqale ngokukhonjiswa ngesonto mhlaka 22 kuNhlolanja esiteshini sakwimabona kude ngehora lesithupha kusihlwa. Kulolu hlelo isifundazwe sakwaZulu-Natal sona esigabe ngabantu abaningi abangenele lolu hlelo abaqhamuka khona njengoba kubantu abawu-20 abakhona abawu-10 abakuKwaZulu-Natal. Lolu ke selukelwa khonjiswa esiteshini ahlukahlukene zamabona kude laqala ukukhonjiswa ku-ETV kulesizini njengoba likhuza ibuya. Ubandile Madinane okade esebenza kanye nathi walapha eThekwini ungomunye wabamele isifundazwe uthi abantu bazobona okuhlukile ekudeni nje ekudleni azobe kupheka kulolu hlelo njengoba ezobe xuba ubuyena futhi esebenzisa iyithako eyichaza kabanzi ngalesifundazwe. Uthembisa-ke kusimela ngokusezingeni eliphezulu isifundazwe njengoba esiqhakambise ngokuthi ukudla kuhlukile futhi bakusona bakwazise nokudla. Uthi-ke inhloso ngenela lolu hlelo kuthuthukisa ikhono lakhe lokupheka futhi ngelinye ilanga akwazi ukusungula inkampani yokupheka.
So, yeah, I've served up a salmon, which is one of my favorite fish, with a sort of like honey, garlic, soy marinade. And then the side is smashed potatoes, which is kind of a play on like fish and chips.
Okay, well, on that note, please open up your parcel for us. Let's see what's inside.
Smells delicious.
I was just going to say the same thing. Smells lovely.
And visually it's striking as well.
Now to recap your top story at this hour, nominations are open for external council member of MUT. This is all for myself this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 1:30. For your MUT Radio News, I'm Amahle Ncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.